Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth Perek in the Hilchas Nazirs, and the laws of Nazirs of the Rambam Sefer HaFlo, where the Rambam discusses different clarifications in the laws of Krabanis that apply to that of the Nazir, which we were speaking about in the previous Perek. So Rambam opens up a Halacha Aleph regarding the leftover funds that were designated for Nazirs. So Hamafresh Mois, if someone designated monies, Sheyakiv meant Krabanis Nazirim, he gave for paupers, people that are Nazirim, that can't afford it, he had separated monies that should be used for the Karbanos of Nazir. The Hikv Mehen, and those paupers use those funds, but you see now there are leftovers. So Yaviva Meisaran, they should use from those leftover funds, Karbanos Nazir Machem, to be used for Karbanos for other Nazir. And the reason is, Shemaisa Nazirim Le Nazirim, the leftover funds that are used for Nazirim should be used for other Nazir. Now let's say Hifresh Mois Tumen Le Nazirusai. Let's say someone had designated unspecified funds for his own Nazirs, but you see has leftover funds from that. And Yipla Meisaras Le Nadavah, those leftover funds go to the Nadavah to be used for like any leftover carbon that a person has, which are used for Karbanos Tzibur. Halacha Beis, Hamafresh Mois Mifurushin. If someone had separated specified monies, Le Nazirusai for his Nazirs, Vaisiru, and now there's leftover. So, Maisa Mais Ha'ayla, there's three karbanis that the Nazir brings. So, the leftover funds of the Ayla, you should bring as an Ayla. You can bring a totally burnt Nadava sacrifice. Umaisa Achatas, now the leftover Achatas, which you can't bring as a Nadava, Yalichim Liyam HaMelech, so that is, those funds are thrown into the Dead Sea, because you can't have enough of it. Umaisa Dimei HaShlam, Mivay Shlam. So, the leftovers of the funds of Shlam, that you can bring also as a Nadava, should be brought as a Shlam. However, ve'in tunin lechem, it does not require the lechem as the Shalmei Nazir does, and because it's not really a Shalmei Nazir. But b'nechal liyam echad, however, it is eaten for one day, not like your classic Shalmei Nadava that's eaten for 2 days and one night, rather does have the stringency of the Shalmei Nazir. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding funds that were designated for Naziris in an unspecified way. So Amavish Mois l'Nazirus b'meisav, someone designates funds for his Naziris, and he dies. So it depends. If they were unspecified, just set aside a lump sum of money. So Yiplu Nadava, so those funds are then used for Nadava, because although the Chatas funds are mixed in over here, it's still used for Nadava, because that's Halacha Meshav Sinai regarding that of Nazir, that when they're all together, it's going to be used for a Nadava. Now, but let's say Mefresh, and let's say they were specified. So then Dimei Oila Yivayu Oila. So those funds are used to bring in Oila. Dimei Chatas Yechulim Liyam HaMelech. The Chatas funds are thrown to the Yam HaMelech, where just like the halacha of achata shemesa ba'leha, which here the owner died, that it had left to die, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Psilim Mikdash and Perek Dal, here too the funds are, so to speak, left to die by throwing the Yam HaMelech. And the Meishlamim, Yivay Shlamim, the funds of the Shlamim are brought as a Shlamim. And again, like we said before, Menachal Yim Echad, it's only eaten for 1 day, but Ve'en Tun Lachem, it does not require bread. Now, Lacha Dalad, Ketzad Heim HaMois HaSistumim. What is this case talking about of the unspecified funds? For example, let's say he designated funds to bring from them his karbanas. And he didn't say anything, he just set aside the money. But even if he just said, these are for my obligations, then it's like as if he did specify, as if he said that I want it to be for my chatas and my oila and my shlamim. And if you designated a chatas, so then those funds have to go to Yam HaMelech, like we said, and then the rest could be used for oila and shlam. Now, and I don't have to tell you, if he said what he really specified, he says, these are for my oilas, ulachatasi, with the shlamai, where he's designated and he's saying explicitly, chatas, shem kum for Russian, that's like he was explicit, and then you have to take out those chatas funds and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Halacha hey, hamafish behema balas mum. So let's say someone designated even an animal, but it was a blemished animal. So then, obviously, that's not the carbon per se, because you cannot bring it as a balmum. Hari kamoy sestum, and so actually that animal has halacha like unspecified funds, because it's just somewhere in here he's going to use for his karbanas, and therefore if he dies, it's all going to go for the dava. Now, so to bechena mafresh loshen shal kesef v'shal zav v'keli. Let's say someone designates a silver bar or golden bar or a vessel, where since these are things that you're able to sell right away without any delay, it has halacha like monies. So Ava Bishama, even if he says Zelachatasi Loi Lasi Bishlam, he even says, he almost like he specifies, it should be for my chatz ma'ol shlamim. It's not, because Harid Kumoy Stumen, it's like unspecified funds, because this is not like monies themselves, which you could say that you're specifying, because here it's something that has to be sold, and therefore even if you're saying it should be chatasi Loi Lasi Shlam, it's going to have halacha like unspecified funds, which is all going to go for Nadava. Halacha vav, ha'ima, let's say someone says, these are for my chatas, v'ashar l'nizirusi, and the rest will be for my Naziris. The Mason, he dies. Or another case, Shahisa Isha, he had a wife, Behevo Labala, and the husband nullified her vow. So, the Mechatas Yehu Liyam HaMelech. So the Chatas funds, which were specified, in both cases, are going to be thrown to the Dead Sea. V'ashar Yevayim, the rest will be brought, B'chetzin Ayla, B'chetzin Shlamim, half is going to be brought as an Ayla, and half is going to be as a Shlamim, because the Halacha is, like it was specified, because the Halacha, L'meisha Mesinai, by Nazir, to say when it's unspecified, it goes to Nedava, is only when you have the Chatas funds that are mixed in, inside over there. But here, we're either where she was a woman, which she had already designated her kabbanis. Again, she's not going to bring it because the husband nullified it. But you have the funds now. Or the person who specified, these are my chattas, rest of my naziris. Once it was specified, you don't have the halacha of nadava, and therefore you have to throw the chattas funds into the Yam HaMelech. Halacha Zayin Omer, let's say he says, Eilu loy lasi. He says, he picks out a different one, not the chattas. Says, oh, these? He says, that's for my oila. Oh, Bashar Lazarus, and the rest of them, rest of my naziris. So then, demay oila yivay oila, because that was specified, that's oila, at the funds of the beer for an oila. Vashar yiplun dove, and the rest can be brought as nadav, and the reason for that is because as long as you have the monies of the chatas mixed in, then it has halacha like unspecified funds, and even though the chatas is there, but it is unspecified together with the shlamim, and therefore it's going to be brought as nadav with those funds. Halacha ches, the Rambam continues regarding if there's a naziris which has been voided. So, in different ways. Misha Dimashu Chai ben Naziris. Let's say someone imagines he thinks that he's obligated in Naziris. And Vehefresh Karbanos, therefore he designates his Karbanos. Then he goes to ask the sage, Vahiro, and he rules to him, Shein Zaned, it wasn't a halachic vow. Vein Chai ben Naziris, he's not obligated in Naziris. So, Mayasa the Karbanos Shebesh, what should he do in this case regarding the Karbanos that were designated? So, here actually, Yetu B'Yir Be'Eda, they could actually go out and just graze in the flock because it's like a regular chulin animal. She said Hekdesh twice because this was an erroneous sanctification. She ain't Hekdesh, not Hekdesh. Like we'll explain in this place in Hilchas Erech and Perek Vav, Halacha Tal, where it doesn't have Halacha of Hekdesh at all. Halacha Tes. Let's say Ha'isha Shenadu Benazir. Let's say a woman took a vow of Naziris. And Ve'efrisha Karbanasah, and she also designated her Karbanas. Ve'acha Chevel Abal, and then her husband subsequently nullified her vow. So, Im Shaloi Ha'isa Behema, if the animals were from his flock, from his proceeds. Then the animals go out and they graze in the flock. And the reason is, a person cannot sanctify something that's not his. So although she went and she already sanctified, already designated these animals, but the husband only gives her rights to use stuff that she needs. And she doesn't need this because he's nullifying her vow. Now, but let's say these karbanos were from her own animals. They in Labala Ben Klum, and the husband has no rights in them. How so? Isn't Kamashe Kana Ishtra Kana Bala? For example, if let's say someone gifted it to her, on the condition that the husband has no rights. Elamash, Atir, Tatasbin, rather, whatever she wants, she could do with them. If that's where the Kabbans came from, then the Chatas Thomas. So then the Chatas has been left to die, because it's like a Chatas, Shemes Baaleha, or Kippur Baaleha, where the woman is not obligated anymore, but she had already designated, so then the Chatas is left to die. The oil took of oil and the oil sacrifice and oil of Ashlam, you could be Shlam, the Shlam is brought as a Shlamim, which those can be brought as an Adavis. But, like we have mentioned a few times, it's eaten only for one day, but it does not require bread. Now, Halacha Yud, let's say Hifrisha Moise Tumin Le Karbanis El, let's say she designated unspecified funds for her Karbanis. So then, Yiplun Le Dava, as we said, whenever there's unspecified funds, when a person dies, or the equivalent is when you don't need it anymore, let's say because her husband nullified the vow, so then it goes to Nedava. Let's say they were specified. So again, the proceeds, the funds of the chatas has to be thrown to the Dead Sea. And again, the chalim echad, the end of lachem, it's eaten for one day, does not require bread. Halacha Yud Alav, Ha'isha Shenadu Benazir. Continue on this woman who took a vow of Naziris. Now, Venitmis Betechim in Naziris. And she became Tamei during her days in Naziris. Then subsequently her husband heard about it and nullified her vow. Still, I reason via carbon tumma, she still has to bring the carbon of tumma, which she had violated, which is an obligation to bring a carbon if you become tumma as a nazir. And the reason for that is because the husband, unlike a chacham, he does not uproot the neder retroactively. It's only nullifying from here on. So what was. And therefore that obligation is a liability that she incurred and she has to bring those carbonas. Halacha Yud Beis. If a man took a vow of Naziris on his son, which Rambam had spoken about in Perek Bez Lochid Gimel, The hefresh allowed karbonaisim, and the father already separated karbonis for that. But the son doesn't want his nazirus. Umachahu I crave of, and either him or the relatives protest. They do an action. He shaves his head to show him not a nazir, or his relatives do that. So then the halacha is that he's not going to have to keep the nazirus. What do you do with the karbonis that the father had already designated? So achatas tamas, the achatas is left to die. Ba'ila tekev ba'ila, the oila sacrifices an oila. Ba'shlam yikiv shlam, shlam is brothers shlam. And again, the chol yom echad be'intun lachem. Now let's say hifresh le'moistum. Let's say it didn't separate the karbonis. He just had separated unspecified funds. So again, harei blindava. That's when the chatas is mixed in. They all used for the nedava when the mizbeach is not being used for those karbonis tibur. Hoyimoyz mifurashin. Let's say it was money, not karbonis, but it was specified this for this and that for that. So the mechatas yichel liyamamelch. So the monies for the chatas are thrown to the yamamelch. The me'ayla yivay oila. The oila monies are used to bring an oila. And the me'shlam yivay shlamim, which again be'intun lachem be'nachal liyamechad. Halacha yigimel. Let's say someone says, "Hareini nazir kishi leben. I'll be a nazir when I have a son." The hefresh carbon, and he designates a carbon. But it turns out, although he was getting excited because his wife was pregnant, v'pila ishtoi, and his wife miscarries. But for them, chazvi yalda, and she subsequently did have a child. So areha hakarbanis safik. So you have a doubt here regarding the karbanis. Meaning, what do you mean this doubt? If they were sanctified with this designation, what's the reason for the safik? Is because since he had designated these funds before she miscarried, so we could presume that his intention was that when she gives birth, for the fetus that she was pregnant with at that time. But since she miscarried, which means from that pregnancy his condition was not fulfilled, so the carbon was not sanctified. So even if she subsequently has a child from another pregnancy, that's not clear if that will be going on that. Now, most definitely, if let's say he had not designated the carbon until after she had miscarried, of course it would be sanctified, because obviously it would be an intention for later on. But here it's a suffix because it was designated when she was pregnant the first time around, which did not materialize. So therefore, Vasurin Begizav Avoida. We out of doubt, we have to say that it's forbidden to shear the wool and work it, like the halacha is by karbanis, but we can't go ahead and bring it because of the doubt regarding what the halachic status of it, if it's going to be the designation for his karbanis. Meaning, if that would be qualified as a kedusha, as the original one, because one has to sanctify, if they'll qualify as a sanctification. Now, look at Dad Ram continues regarding a doubt of tuma as it applies to Nazir. So, let's say Shnei Nazirim Shnitma Echad Mehem. Let's say there were two Nazirim. One of them became Tami. Ve'en Yidu Mihu. It's not known which one of the two became Tami. So the question is, Ketzed Mevin Karban the same. How do they bring the Karbanis? And the reason for this is because each one, we're not sure about if he's Tami or if he's Tar. The thing is, if he's Tami, he cannot bring the Karbanis of Tahara because the Chatas Behemoth that he brings when he's finishing his Nazir of Tahara, if he's Tami, he can't bring out of doubt because he cannot be brought as Nadava. If he's tar, he can't bring the carbon ashram that a tamei nazir brings, because ashram also cannot be brought as nedava. So what do they do? So here actually there's a benefit from the fact that there's two of them. One is the tar, one is tamei, we just don't know who's who. So what they do is like this. Mevi'in carbon tumah, the carbon tahara, b'meloisim e'nazirusim. So when officially the end of the nazirus would have been, we don't know, one of them is finishing now, one of them is not because he's tamei, you bring both carbonas, that of nazirus of tumah and nazirus of tahara. One of them, he speaks first, whichever one it is, and he says, "If I'm the one that was tamei, so karban tumah shali, we're both bringing. One's bringing the tamei one, one's bringing the tar one. So the karban tumah is mine, the karban tar shalach, and the tar one is yours. Then mani hu atar, and if I'm the tar one, well, the karban tar shali, then the karban of tar is mine, the karban tumah shalach, and the karban tumah is yours. Now they're both going to still be forbidden to drink wine because each one of them, we're not sure, maybe he's tamei, and therefore when he's tamei, actually undoes all the nazirus that he'd done up until that point, and then they have to go ahead and then do a new nazirus to fulfill their vow. And it's only when they finish the second time around, then they'll be permitted wine and then shaving their head. Now, so what they do now is v'seifim yimei nazirus acheres gemura, then they count a whole nother counting of their nazirus days, ma'achar karbanas elo, after they brought these karbanas. And then again, v'cheizim mevin karban tahara, then again they bring, this time only, a karban of the karbanas of tahara. One of them gets up and he says, "If I was the one the first time around that I was tamei, well then karmen tumah shali. So that means the karmen tumah was mine. But karmen tara shalcha, and that means to say the karmen of tara the first time around was yours. And therefore, there's a karmen tara asi. Therefore, there's a karmen of my purification. But if I was the one that was tar, well, then commentary shali, that means the first time around the commentary was mine, the commentary shalcha, and therefore the commentary was yours, and therefore the commentary ascha, and therefore this must be the commentary of you. Nimtu shalif see, they're becoming the same klums. The klums are not really losing that much by their kabbanis because they're covering each other with the fact that he had another person, which one of them is going to be Tara Tame. They were able to get away easy the first time around like that. Now, however, in Halachat Azov, let's say Mace Echemem. Let's say one of the two die. Now, it's a little bit stuck. Because you can't rely on that condition saying, oh, if mine is, if I'm the Tame or you're the Tame to do that, because now there's only one left. We don't know if he's Tame or Tar. So the Halachat is like this. Harezim Mevi Chata Saif. He brings, the first time around, a chatas oifa, oif chatas, which is because of doubt if he's tame. And although it's a chatas oif could come in situations of doubt, although it's not eaten. And he brings v'oilas behema. He brings an oil of an animal, which that's for his naziris if he's tar. And the reason for that is so that he could be able to go ahead and shave his head, because if he doesn't bring an oil for his naziris, he's not going to be able to go ahead and shave his head for his tumah. Why not? I mean, we're doing two rounds here because maybe he's tummy, and then he has to go ahead and do it over again for Tara. Problem is, but maybe you're not tummy. And then you can't shave your head, which you have to do after you finish your tummy to start over in Tara, because maybe you're Tar. And the Nazar Tar is forbidden to go ahead and shave his head until he has one of his carbonas brought for him. So, and the chatz cannot be brought if it's an adava, so, but oil could. So he brings the chatz life in case he's tummy, and the oil is behem in case he's Tar. But Yemen says like this. Im tummy here, you see, if I did, I'm the tummy one, the other guy, he died. So if I was a tummy person, hachatas mechivasi, so the chatas ha'if is my obligation. And the oilo, which I'm not yet ready for now, I'm a nazar of tahara, I'm a nazar of tummy who's supposed to shave his head and bring his chatas ha'if. So the oilo is just a donation. Now, if I'm really a nazar tar, well, then ha'ilo mechivasi, then the oilo is for my obligation. And that's why he's picking specifically oilo because of the oil for the shlamim can't bring because those shlamim require the bread and the zroya which do not come by a sham and a dava, and the chatas for sure cannot be brought as a dava. So he says the oil is my obligation. The chatas is safik, and you're right. The chatas oif, it's doubtful, but you could bring the chatas oif may safik, even though it turns out maybe he's not obligated because he's really tar and not tummy. And then he's v'sayv yimin nazir zacheres because he might have been tummy. So it's a count of a whole nother naziris, maybe carbon tara. And then he brings his carbonas of tahar, which are the three animals, the chatas, ha'il, and the shlamim. Then he says like this, im tameha, you see, if I was the one that was tamei, well then it turns out ha'il rishon in the dava, that means the first ha'il I brought the first time around was really in the dava, because I was actually tamei then, and I had to bring my chatas ha'if, and no ha'il, and therefore that was in the dava, b'zuchay, and therefore this time around must be my obligatory one. But from tari, you see, if it turns out I was actually a tar one, so then ha'il rishon ha'if, it turns out the first ha'il I brought, last time I cut my hair, let's say 30 days before, if it was a Stam Naziris, was that was my obligatory ones, and I fulfilled my obligation then. Bezun Nadava, and this is, okay, another Nadava. And Bezer Shar Karbani, and this is the rest of my Karbani, which he has to still bring, a Chatos, and the Shlamim, which he didn't bring the first time around. And the In Echad Mishneim, Migalech Teglachas Tumah. Now, however, when the two Nazirim are there, they even when they're both there, when they complete their first round of Naziris, they don't cut their hair, which we're saying possibly that they're tame now. That's why we're doing it two rounds. They don't shave their hair. Elam kin hayiketanam nashim, unless they were minors or women, which could also be nazirim. And the reason for that specifically is because they don't have the isra of cutting off what's called the payas, the corners of the head. She'ain elu, because these, the adult men, they cannot be makif and pasroishim something. They cannot round off the corner of their hair from their head out of doubt. So it comes out that if he really is a nazir that's tar, he'll be violating the sekifa pasreishchem, which you're not allowed to do. If you are a nazir that's tamei, so the Torah tells you you have to shave off all your head. If you're nazir tar, the Torah also tells you over there. But here, this you might not be. So therefore, if he's really a nazir tar, and that would not allow him to go ahead and be over on Lisekifu, so therefore he does not go ahead and shave off his head the first time. We wait till the end. Now, look at the Zayin Bekit said, Yivol him Sabek Zebetumah. Now, how is it possible to have this doubt that we're talking about these two Nazim that's a doubt regarding Tumah? So, Kukurin, for example, Shoyishnei Nazim, Oim the Mishra Siyach, let's say you have two Nazim that are standing in the private domain. Shesfek Tumah, Sham Tumah. There, the Halacha is when there's a doubt of Tumah in the private domain, Then we say that's Tame, which we learn out from Saita, which that's what it says by heart the terminology of Tame, where there's seclusion, which is in the private area. And so you have only the two of them. And there was someone on the outside who saw them, and he said, I don't know, I saw one of you guys become Tame. I don't know which one it was. That's the case of the subject Tame of Toma. But if let's say this third party, this witness, was with them in the courtyard, Harishneim Tame, actually both are going to be Tar. Why? Because now that there are three people, Harim Rab, now they're already a company. They're already a multitude. And when there's many people, even in the private domain, their doubt actually is going to be tar. Just like whenever you have a subject of tumah in the public domain, it's going to be tar. It's going to be explained in its place. In Perek Tes Zayin. So it's specifically when it's only the two of them and someone sees them from the outside. Now, when do we say this idea that Nazirim bring a carbon of tumah based on the testimony of one person of an eid echad? Is kishashasko hanazim shneim, when both of those nazim were silent, or they really don't know. There, since they don't know, they have to be stringent and treat themselves with this doubt. One of them says, it's not true, I did not become tame. Now for the shnei edim edim lav shnei, then even have two witnesses that testify that they became tame, edim maybe carbon alpim, it's not going to be a carbon based on their testimony, based on their word. Why? Don't we always go with alpish shnei edim yakam daver? Because the one that says I didn't become tummy, it's like as if he said, I'm not bringing the karbanas of tuma. It's like he said, oh, I already went to request to undo my vow of nazirus. So turns out he's not really refuting the witnesses. It's like saying that I didn't become tummy with my nether because I already had undone it. Because the other neman the atzma, a person is believed regarding himself. Regarding things between him and getting an atonement from Hashem, a person would not hold back if he would have an obligation to his Creator, and therefore we believe him. Avam Shasa, but if he's silent on the topic, or he's not sure, Hariz may have a carbon, then he does bring a carbon, a fill up Yerechad, even based on the testimony of one witness, and like we just explained before. Let's say a witness tells one person, in front of me, you took a vow of Nazirs. So if it denies him, in the Chayav, he's not obligated anything. But if he doesn't deny him, then he treats himself as a nazir based on what he says. Now, even if that one person says to two people, I knew the two of you were together, and I saw one of you took a vow of nazirs. But I don't know which one of you it was. Since they don't refute him, they have to go ahead and conduct themselves with nazirs based on his word. And the reason for that is because since they... since there's a doubt, so they have to treat themselves with the stringency of the nazirs. Now, nog nazirs al piyerechad. Let's say then they treated themselves as nazirs based on the testimony of the one witness. V'shasayayin anitman. Let's say he violates the halacha of nazirs. He drinks wine, he becomes tamei. V'hisabushnaim. And as he's doing this, two witnesses warn him. Look, he's going to get lashes for this. Now, av pishayka nazirs beyerechad. Although the primary nazir started off with one witness, which you don't usually give penalties based on one witness, the reason is because since he already treated himself as a nazir because of that one witness, it's almost like as if he's admitting, or that he's in doubt. So it's as if he accepted upon himself the nazirs that way. So like any person who accepts nazirs, you don't need witnesses for that. When two witnesses then come and warn him, he's going to get lashed for that. Halach yitches. If there was a dead person laying along the width of the road. Now, although there's no room to pass by on the road, Ela Olav, either over the dead person or in the Gebetzid or touch him on the sides. And even if it's a known tumah, unlike what's called tumah satorim, which that would not contaminate in certain situations. No, it's a known tumah, and there's no room to walk by the road unless you become tumah from the dead person. The Avisham Nazar and the Nazar passed by that road, Arizatar is still going to be tar. The reason that is, since there's a doubt regarding the tumah in the public domain, we treat it as a situation of tar, which, as Ram explains in the next halacha, the halachia test, when did we say this, that it's going to be tar? It was walking on his feet. If he's walking on his feet, it's possible that he had veered from the road in a way that he didn't touch the dead person or didn't lean over him. Avol, l'mahoyer reicha, but unless he's riding on something, oitoin master is carrying a load, arizat tamid, then he's going to be tummy. The reason for that is, shamahalch beragla, because someone is walking on foot, efshe shloiga, oishloyal, oishloyasa, it's possible that he didn't touch, didn't lean over it, or didn't cause it to move, because it could have veered off, and a person has more dexterity and versatility and flexibility when he's walking. Avotoin reicha, but let's say he's carrying a load, or he's riding on something, let's say on an animal, not possible, didn't touch, or didn't lean over, or didn't cause the dead person to move. Because like I said, the dead person was not along the length, along the width, it took up the whole road, and then in that situation, we would treat him as that he became tamei from the dead person.